1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. The Supreme Court rules on immunity. I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden at the White House tonight says the highest court's decision means there are virtually no limits on a president's actions. He lumped today's ruling with previous ones over recent years as part of a pattern.
From gutting voting rights and civil rights, to taking away a woman's right to choose, to today's decision that undermines the rule of law of this nation.
And?
Because you not only face moments when you need the courage to exercise the full power of the presidency, you also face moments where you need the wisdom to respect the limits of the power of the office of the presidency.
The president says that the public had a right to know Donald Trump's role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. That case is not killed by this ruling, which says former presidents have immunity from prosecution over some, but not all, official acts. This is ABC News. Day one action at the Wimbledon tennis tournament.
Coco Gauff, who won the U.S. Open last September, closed out day one action on center court with a decisive victory over fellow American Caroline Dulahy.
Last year, I lost first round here. It was a very tough moment for me, so I'm a little bit emotional just because it's been a long year, but it's incredible how I was able to turn it around.
Her serve already looks dialed in at this early stage in the impressive 6-1, 6-2 win at the All England Club. Tom Rivers, ABC News, Wimbledon.
Carlos Alcaraz, Naomi Osaka also among the victors. The Israeli army ordering Palestinians to leave part of Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. The order assigned Israeli troops could soon return to that key city. Evacuation order indicates Hamas has regrouped in the area. A woman from China under arrest for trying to smuggle protected turtles into Canada by kayak. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter, and check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Maryland Governor Wes Moore visited Wisconsin over the weekend to campaign for President Biden and rally black voters. Governor Moore asked Democrats to continue supporting the president, despite his rocky debate performance. According to a new CBS poll, 72% of registered voters do not believe Biden is mentally capable of serving another term. July 1st is National Postal Workers Day, a celebration of the job they do to deliver the mail. Postal workers provide a vital service, especially during big election years. Daniel Cortez is with the American Postal Workers Union.
Whether it be America's election mail or letters from grandparents, care packages to our service members overseas, vital prescriptions for our seniors and veterans, it's important to remember that all of that happens because of the dedication of the postal workers day in and day out.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers head to Colorado. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The first place Brewers open a 4-game series tonight against the Rockies at Coors Field in Denver. Milwaukee with a 7-1 win over the Cubs thanks to another grand slam by Bryce Turang. How have the Brewers been able to tie a major league record with 5 grand slams in just 8 games? Manager Pat Murphy.
It's a secret plan how to hit homers with the bases loaded. We bought it. It was a recipe online and we got it.
Meanwhile, the Cubs losing their 7th consecutive series on the road. Craig Counsell, asked if starter Kyle Hendricks looked overwhelmed, giving up a home run to Yelich and a grand slam to Terang in the fourth.
Yeah, it was a little bit, right? It's a 3-1 game, and he made some pitches, and they put him over the fence.
NBA free agency, the 76ers have signed former Clippers forward Paul George to a 4-year max contract worth $212 million. The Bucks, Doc Rivers, and John Horst have called for a press conference tomorrow to introduce their new draft picks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, and a low in the upper 50s. Storms ending tomorrow morning, but more developing again in the afternoon. High, low 70s. Sunshine returns, nice day Wednesday. High, low 80s. Storm chances return for the 4th of July. It's 69 degrees right now.
John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Coming up on our next show, Kevin Van Ness from Talk of the Town sits in while Johnny's on vacation. Mary Rohde from On Broadway joins us to share all the events coming up for the 4th of July. And we'll have another installment of our Neighborhood Focus with NBC 26.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to hour number two of this Monday night, edition of Nightlight. Wherever you're joining us from in the state, welcome. Hope you're having a wonderful night. Supposed to get some rain tomorrow in La Crosse, according to our first guest tonight, DJ Olbris, as they plan Riverfest in La Crosse, July 3rd through the 6th. But I don't know what are we supposed to do. Conrad, we haven't heard one of your five-day forecasts in a while. What's going on there?
Well, it's sunny here.
Well, let me just stall while I pull up my iPhone app and check the weather.
It's sunny here right now.
It's gorgeous.
Hold on, let me.
We're getting rain tomorrow too, though. 80% chance.
It says 65 right now.
65. Okay. Thank you for that in-depth way to bring the truth to the people. Yeah, we are going to get rain tomorrow. Thunderstorms too. That's kind of fun. This is kind of a cool thing. I found this on Facebook. A friend of mine posted this. He presented it as a fact of the day. In 1977, we received a signal from space that lasted 72 seconds. We still don't know how or where it came from. So the first thing I did was cut and paste this and send it to Todd Michaels, the producer of the Mino and the Mayor show here on WGBW in the morning. And Todd's going to join me next week to discuss this. He was not aware of this. So we'll do some research and kind of find out. I love stuff like that because it sounds like a movie. It sounds like the beginning of a movie. Reminds me a little bit of Three Body Problem. It's kind of exactly sort of what that's about. We'll talk about that next week with Todd. Martin Mull passed away last week, June 27th. He was 80 years old, a comedy icon with tons and tons of movie credits, TV credits. His most famous, or what put him on the map, one of them was Fernwood Tonight. My favorite Martin Mull role, I actually was in a movie with him, but we didn't have screen time at the same time. It was called Relative Strangers, and my sometime writing partner, Greg Liana, directed it. And he said he had nothing but glowing things to say about Martin Mull. And it was fun to read all the Facebook posts and social media posts about Martin Mull over the weekend. He had 150 acting credits. He's written, he directed. And he was on Roseanne. He was very funny. I think he played Roseanne's boss. But my favorite clip is from Mr. Mom. He plays, Michael Keaton is Mr. Mom. He loses his job at a Detroit auto factory. And he's stuck at home, collecting unemployment. His wife goes back to work, and Martin Mull plays her boss. And he's kind of a debonair guy, wearing a suit, handsome, well put together, shows up at her house one morning while Michael Keaton is feeling emasculated, being out of work and home with the kids, which in 1983, when the movie came out, that was kind of a thing. You know, felt bad if you were a guy and not working. Women had already gone back to work, but it was still kind of a new enough thing where if you're Michael Keaton's character, you felt kind of weird about it, especially when this rich guy shows up in a limo to pick up your wife, and that's the clip we have right now.
Somebody must have died.
Why?
There's a limousine out front.
Oh. Hey, you didn't say anything about a limousine last night.
Well, Ron said he was sending a car, but he didn't say anything about a limo. I'll tell him I'll be right down.
Ron?
Oh, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Maybe... Oh.
Well, hello down there. Why don't you run and tell your mommy that Mr. Richardson is here?
Stay right here. I'm not supposed to let strangers in the house.
Just waiting for Carolyn.
Well, Ron, you know women.
Yeah, I like to think I do.
Got a beer?
It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Scotch?
Not during working hours.
Oh, I'm sorry, pal.
No problem. Come on over here, Ron. Let me show you what I'm doing. Taking advantage of some of the time off to add a whole new wing on here. I'm going to rip these walls out and, of course, rewire it.
Yeah, you gonna make it all 220?
Yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
Well, you sound like a pretty handy guy.
That's so great. And is that where the clip cuts off?
Yeah.
Oh, because Michael Keaton goes on to say, oh, I like to paint, sculpt, do a little woodworking like he says. But he walks in with a chainsaw to freak the living daylights out of Martin Mull. Very funny. And obviously, Martin Mull does have the hots for his wife, played by Terry Garr, and that whole thing plays out. But a great movie from 1983. Okay, so we're going to pivot here. South Park came out in 1999. I was not a huge fan of the show. I didn't dislike it. I just hadn't watched much of it, but I thought it was funny. But I went to see the movie, and as I mentioned earlier in the show, I laughed so hard. And one of my favorite songs from the show involves figure skater Brian Boitano, and it's the three guys from South Park mad at their moms for outlawing Terrence and Phillip, two risque comedians from Canada. So they band together, trying to think like Brian Boitano on how they can outsmart their moms. And here is that awesome song now.
I told you my mom wouldn't listen. Well, then we're just going to have to save Terrence and Phillip ourselves.
What?
Think about it, you guys. What would Brian Boitano do? He'd figure out a way to rescue Terrence and Phillip before they're executed.
We can't do anything. Our mom's organization is too strong.
Well, then we'll round up all the grounded kids in town and start our own organization. An organization to help save Terrence and Phillip.
Hey, yeah, our own secret club.
I guess that could work.
We have to try.
What would Brian Boitano do if he was here right now? He'd make a plan and he'd follow through. That's what Brian Boitano do.
When Brian Boitano was in the Olympics skating for the gold, he did 2 stout cows and a triple lunge while wearing a blindfold.
When Brian Boitano was in the Alps fighting grizzly bears, he used his magical fire breath and saved the maiden fair. So what would Brian Boitano do if he were here today? I'm sure he'd kick an ass or two. That's what Brian Boitano do.
That is one of the funniest songs I've ever heard in my life. Three young kids trying to channel Olympic figure skater Brian Boitano.
I didn't even know who he was until I heard the song.
It's just so great. And then, okay, do we have time for the other one?
Yeah.
All right. And then here's the next song that I love from the movie. It's called MK, and it's about their teacher who is trying to steer the kids away from swearing, which they've all gotten in trouble for. And he's teaching them how not to swear and use substitute words with his catchphrase, MK. All right, go ahead.
Listen here. There are times when you get suckered in by drugs and alcohol and sex with women, okay? But it's when you do these things too much that you've become an addict and must get back in touch. You can do it, it's all up to you, okay? With a little plan, you can change your life today. You don't have to spend your life addicted to smack, homeless on the streets, giving crack. Follow my plan and very soon you will say it's easy, okay? Step one, instead of ass, say buns, like kiss my buns or you're a buns hole. Step two, instead of say poo, as in bull poo poo, head in this poo is cold. Step three, with drop the tea, cause Bic is Latin for generosity. Step four, don't say anymore, cause is the worst word that you can say, so just use the word okay.
All I know is that Brian Boitano, we have to keep that. That has to add that to the repertoire, Conrad. Take a memo. I love that song. It's crazy. South Park, very funny movie. Check it out if you haven't already seen it. From the 920, Jim checks in with a title. Tonight's question is, where is my question? If someone made a movie about your life, what would you want the title to be? If someone made a movie about your life, what would you want the title to be? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And we got some good ones so far. Jim from Appleton says, title, Survivalist. If you had a tough life, Jim, I think Jim needs to talk. But I love it. That's a great one, too. So keep those suggestions coming. Pretty good. Conrad, do you have one?
Oh, I don't. Get back to me on that. Get back to me on that.
We'll get back to you. We'll ask Conrad what his title. I got to give my title too. I'll think about it. Maybe Heather will have a title. We'll talk to Heather too. Heather Heil's coming up next. She is locked in, tied into the community. She's going to tell us everything she's been up to. What is happening over the 4th? We might even give her a Seinfeld quiz if we have time. And always fun to. I might have to hear Brian Boitano again at some point in the show, Conrad. Just keep it at the ready. Keep those fingers limber, stretched out. Because what would Brian Boitano do, really? All right, I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Heather Heil joins me next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hi, folks. This is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute. When it comes to saving money on your energy bills, I am a big fan of ceiling fans. Ceiling fans can help your heat or your air conditioning go a lot farther. Check this out. The U.S. Department of Energy says that having a ceiling fan on in the summer lets you set your air conditioning up to 4 degrees warmer with no difference in comfort. That saves real money. You got to make sure that the blades are rotating in a counterclockwise direction in the summer so you can pull up the cool air from the floor. In the winter, you turn them the other way. You know, they make sure that the blades are rotating clockwise so you can push the warm air down from the ceiling. Small and medium-sized fans are usually around 40 inches. They can keep a 4 to 6 foot area cool. And a larger fan with like a 52-inch blade span can cool up to 10 feet. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more savings tips, you can head over to workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Oh, okay, we're back. Nightlight is in full swing. There's no stopping us. Unless someone shuts off our computers. So great to have you with me. Tonight's question is, if someone made a movie about your life, what would you want the title to be? Jim just said survivalist. Robert said, what was Robert's again, Conrad? I laughed, I loved.
And
I lived, I laughed, yes. And I loved in Wisconsin. Yep. I like that one. You're kind of limiting yourself to audience there, I think. Heather Heil joins me in studio. No,
hello.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm so good.
I
How
love
are
that you?
You
always come here in person. That makes it so much more
I
fun.
I really love being in person. It just makes it so much more real and fun and just that chemistry and yeah.
I like being a person. I'm not going to lie. It's fun to have personhood.
Yes, and that I love the human interaction. I think in this world of texting and yeah, no all kidding. The Zooming, anytime I can have an in-person meeting, I will take it 100%.
Are you on all the social media
yeah,
platforms?
I'm on all the social media.
Even TikTok?
Even on the TikTok.
Do you talk?
I watch the talks. I don't do it myself. I have interns that help me with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have interns.
I do.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You're like a pretty important person. Sounds like...
I think no. Just you, when you know your limitations. When you know that you can't do something, you learn from people that can.
Yeah, so. That's smart.
Mm-hmm.
Conrad.
Yes.
Are you here?
Okay. I am.
Hi, Conrad. I said hello when I walked in, but you were working.
What do you think about this? Because Heather says she makes all of her intern. Not Conrad's not an intern. He's a full-blown employee mm-hmm. here. But would that be something I should ask Conrad to do on my behest?
If he knows how to do it, and if he doesn't, he should get an intern
you're
to
pretty,
help him do it.
You're pretty socially adept at the, mm-hmm. at the whole media thing, right, Conrad?
I mean, I don't really use TikTok.
No?
I watch stuff on it. But I don't make videos on it.
How do you put out all your dance numbers? What platform do you use?
That goes directly on Amazon Prime.
Okay. Whoa, there. Now we know where to find it. I also like find in this day of media that kind of our age bracket doesn't know how to do it, but we love watching it.
Yeah.
So I find that fascinating
as well.
We like
to watch the kids.
We do.
You know what I got into? I don't really do Instagram. I have an account. I just watch Reels there and I share mm-hmm. Reels with people who I'm friends with, but I don't. It's like, I feel like it's so much like Facebook. Why would I do both of them? I know it's different.
It
but...
is. I feel that Instagram is a little bit more of a positive environment where Facebook people can get political and religious and share recipes and do that kind of thing. Where Instagram is more sharing pictures and liking things and sharing that positivity, which I really like about the gram.
Do you? The gram.
I know.
Wow. Is that what your assistant told you to say?
Yes,
or your
that's
intern?
What they tell me. They give me all the cool words to make my cool meter go through the roof.
But
is it working?
What is the, do you think Facebook is still political? I know people still post stuff, but I feel like people are less inclined to get into it now on Facebook. I think we all had that fatigue. Like when I first was on Facebook, I would challenge everything people posted.
Yes.
I'm like, what is the matter with me? Like, who cares?
Yes.
You know?
People are still posting, I feel, of a certain generation. I'm finding more of that.
Right.
They feel the need to put out that political statement, and that's really great for you. I just think people are just not engaging.
Right.
Because it's just toxic.
It's exhausting.
It's, it is. Of just, you know where they sit, and that's them. And I go to the polls and let my voice be heard there. So, you know, do what you want to do and educate yourself on local politicians and make a difference on that level.
I had a guy once who I posted something. It wasn't even that controversial. And he said, can you provide a source for this? Like challenging me.
Oh, fact
I'm like,
checking
no,
you.
No, I don't just, have to do that.
No, I'm just sharing.
It's my little
Facebook page.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just trying to share my view.
And one guy I didn't even know one time, I put a quote on there from The Princess Bride.
Mm-hmm. Love that movie.
Great movie.
One of my favorites.
And he said, I used the word blatantly, and he said, I don't think you know what that word means. I'm like, first of all, I was an English major. Second of all, I don't even have to be an English major to know what blatantly means. Mm-hmm. And all my friends jumped on this guy before I even, and I'm like, look, that's what the word is. He goes, and the same thing. He's like, I need some proof of, I go, I don't even know you.
Mm-hmm. You don't need
We have all these friends we don't know. And that's fine. Like, I'm friends with people who don't know me that well, but I would never challenge them on something that they posted.
Right. Or if you had that strong of a feeling, maybe, I don't know, wait till you see them face to face and say, hey, talk to me about that social media post if it bothers you that much.
Weird.
I know.
It's just
we got to be better people. Kindness. I don't know. Just share the kindness and the love and the happiness. Well, what have you been up to, my friend?
Like you do here in Green Bay.
I try to.
You know, I'm all about the love and the kindness. I think it's, I think as you get older, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're both in our early 30s.
Absolutely. So
I think it's just, I don't know. It's just like anger is, it's not worth the effort. So
it's exhausting. It's so exhausting.
It's not just nice to be, it's just not okay to be nice to people either. You have to go out of your way, I think.
Leave them better.
To get something out of it.
Right.
Because it's like, I think that helps you, because attitude, it's a choice. Being positive, right?
Yeah, I agree. And one of my friends, and I stand by this as well, leave them better than you found them.
Yeah.
Always.
That's great.
Leave them better than you found them.
That's I love it. So let's talk about some of the ways you've spread the joy. You've been busy. You sent me this stuff, all the stuff you've been up to.
I went to
the Brown County.
Did you like that text?
What?
The text I sent you. I'm like, so Pete, in the world of Heather Heil, this is what I've been up to.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, when I knew you weren't coming on right away, I do that sometimes. Like, I'm frantically like, okay, I know she's on it, and I don't have to read this now. And then I come back to it. And so I just read this kind of today. Yeah. And, did we miss the Brown County breakfast on the farm?
That was in June for June Dairy Month. There were a lot of breakfasts on the farms. And if you have not been to one, please make time to go to one. It's really important to support those dairy farmers all across this great state.
You know what I would do? I would just show up and give them $20, and I probably wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
I've been to too many farm breakfasts where there have been flies.
Oh well, it's a farm.
I know, but
it's a farm.
What does that mean?
I ate dirt as a kid.
Eat a few flies. It's
like,
a farm.
It's fine. It's protein.
Would you drink unpasteurized milk?
No,
because I had friends that did that when I was a kid. When I first moved to Marinette, I met two kids. One of them lived on a farm, and they would pass the milk around the table. It was right out of the cow.
Yes.
And I drank
family
it.
Members did that. So I grew up on a dairy farm, and I am lactose intolerant. So that was not for me.
You
that's
grew
the only
up
reason.
On a dairy farm.
Yeah,
oh, nice.
In my early years. So, but yeah, right out of the cow, they drink it.
Yeah. Well, and I was like 12 years old. I was convincing myself, this is right out of the cow. This is great. Mm-hmm. And I think I hated it, but I just wanted to
because
fit in.
Because it was so cool, and that's what everyone did.
Do they still do that? Do people still drink?
Still do that.
No
I don't know that they should, but they do.
Wow.
Well, I think if it's your farm,
okay,
you can do it.
But
yeah.
I just,
farmers
I don't even,
for generations have been doing it.
Do you still drink dairy milk?
I can't at all.
I don't either.
No.
Oh, you're lactose intolerant. Okay.
So
I haven't had a glass of dairy milk since I think 2013. Now, I say that once in a while I'll have a milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have oat milk or something, right. I'll just go, all right, I'll rough it. But it's, you know.
I can do it in things sometimes. It's okay.
Yeah.
It just depends on how much and those things. I just got to be really careful.
What do you put
with
in your coffee?
Black coffee.
Black coffee.
Yep.
Okay. You're a purist. So, all right. So, and then you saw Dan Rodriguez at the Meijer. I don't know Dan Rodriguez.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Or that's coming up.
Because, well, I went to Dan Rodriguez at the wonderful Meijer Theater here in Green Bay, and he is going to be playing at the Mile of Music in Appleton coming up.
Oh, okay.
If you have not seen him, he is awesome, and the Mile of Music is amazing.
Yeah, I have heard nothing but amazing things about
I love
the Mile
that
of
Mile
music.
Of Music. It is inconceivable.
Inconceivable.
It's so good.
All right. Heather Heil is here. We're talking about all the things on her social calendar. This could be a mini series, but we'll get through it. And you're going to take a Seinfeld test tonight?
I will.
That'll be fun.
I'm here to bring it tonight.
All right. Fantastic. Heather Heil, we'll be back with more. Stay tuned for the news from our amazing news team here at Civic Media. And then we'll have more with Heather Heil, including a Seinfeld contest and all kinds of other fun stuff on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is a special report from ABC News. The Supreme Court rules on immunity. I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden at the White House tonight says the highest court's decision means there are virtually no limits on a president's actions. He lumped today's ruling with previous ones over recent years as part of a pattern.
From gutting voting rights and civil rights, to taking away a woman's right to choose, to today's decision that undermines the rule of law of this nation.
And?
Because you not only face moments when you need the courage to exercise the full power of the presidency, you also face moments where you need the wisdom to respect the limits of the power of the office of the presidency.
The president says that the public had a right to know Donald Trump's role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. That case is not killed by this ruling, which says former presidents have immunity from prosecution over some, but not all, official acts. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is declaring a state of emergency in Wisconsin following recent severe weather across the state. Late June storms damaged trees and infrastructure and caused power outages and flooding. A state of emergency will allow the Wisconsin National Guard to help with storm response and recovery. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign has started collecting signatures to appear on Wisconsin's November ballots. They need 2,000 valid signatures by August 6th.
We'll probably collect 4,000 or 5,000 signatures just to be sure that that we have far more than we need. And if our other state's performance is anything to go by, it may be far, far more than that.
Campaign manager Amaryllis Fox Kennedy speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff. And this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is declaring a state of emergency in Wisconsin following recent severe weather across the state. Late June storms damaged trees and infrastructure and caused power outages and flooding. A state of emergency will allow the Wisconsin National Guard to help with storm response and recovery. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign has started collecting signatures to appear on Wisconsin's November ballots. They need 2,000 valid signatures by August 6th.
We'll probably collect 4,000 or 5,000 signatures just to be sure that that we have far more than we need. And if our other state's performance is anything to go by, it may be far, far more than that.
Campaign manager Amaryllis Fox Kennedy speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff. And this is Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, and a low in the upper 50s. Storms ending tomorrow morning, but more developing again in the afternoon. High, low 70s. Sunshine returns, nice day Wednesday. High, low 80s. Storm chances return for the 4th of July. Currently, it's 66.
This July 4th, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM. WGBW would like us all to reflect on the words of John Dickinson. Then join hand in hand, brave Americans all. By uniting we stand, by dividing we fall. This message is made possible by Renez Group, offering assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and skilled nursing services. If you have a loved one in need, call 715-582-2200 for Renez Group in Peshtigo.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel joins us to talk about the Supreme's recent decisions. Deborah Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. We are very excited to have our friend Heather Heil in studio. You are certainly a Nightlight frequent flyer.
I am. I love coming in. Thank you so much.
You live close, right?
I live in De Pere proper. Okay. So, I mean, close. It's all the same to me. I mean, if you're from here, it's not, but yeah. I'm an outsider. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Have you eaten at Hagermeister Park?
I have. Very good.
That's good stuff. Mm-hmm. The first time I made a mistake, I actually went in and tried to order food from Haberdasher because that sounds a lot like it, but it was...
Yeah, you could get a nice shirt there, but...
Actually, they gave me a cheeseburger. It was very tasty.
Oh,
they liked
did.
It a lot.
Okay, perfect.
Wasn't
good
as good as Hagermeister Park, but I can't get a suit that fits right at Hagermeister Park.
I want you to do yourself a favor and just down the street here as well as the place called Al's Hamburgers. Have you tried that?
Yes. I was...
Love the Al's.
Someone told me about that. Love Al's too. Mm-hmm. That's a cool little joint. Yep. How long has that been around?
Forever. I mean, it's an institution here. It's been here a very, very long time. I don't know the exact date, but.
It's interesting because in Marinette, we have a little hamburger joint called Mickey Lou's.
Yes. Been there. Fantastic. That's the same like feeling I get. Yeah.
But Mickey Lou's has not been updated in decades.
Yeah.
Like Al's.
Well, Al's has because they had a fire, so they had to. Otherwise, they would still be the same.
Because the outside of Al's still looks old-fashioned.
Aesthetically.
I was excited walking in there. And I was like, oh, it's kind of new.
Yeah, they had a fire, so they had to remodel. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. But they're great food and great shakes,
fantastic.
Too.
Liquid Sunshine cheese curds, my favorite. I love that.
Oh, Liquid Sunshine.
That's my grade. If I say it's a Liquid Sunshine cheese curd, it's a good cheese curd.
That's just your own personal
ranking
system?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. What's a bad cheese curd?
Sometimes you get a little bit too much breading. They get a little greasy and soggy. And
do you do the cheese curd, the yellow cheese, or do you like the orange cheese?
I do like the orange cheese.
I do too. I feel cheated. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm trying not to eat cheese curds at this point in my life, but if they're in front of me, I'm eating them.
And I want to eat like the first couple and they're still really melty.
Right.
And I like the cubed ones versus the curd ones.
Oh, interesting.
I know.
What do you mean cubed? Like a little square?
Yeah, they actually make them in squares. And
really?
I feel that the breading tends to be a little bit lighter.
Wow. You have definitely cheese curds.
I'm actually really embarrassed right now.
Liquid Sunshine. This is a Liquid Sunshine cheese curd. Mm-hmm. This is I don't like that cheese curd very much.
I guess your question tonight, my movie would be like the Liquid Sunshine cheese curd.
What would the movie title of your life be?
I was thinking about this on my way over, Pete, and I honestly like feel it would be something with a book, like The Open Book or something, because I'm just so open about what do you want to talk about? Let's go. Let's do this. And there's many chapters and I love books. And
do you think you overshare sometime with people and then you notice when they get a look on their face, it's like, well, maybe I went too far there.
100%.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst thing you've shared that you probably shouldn't have?
I don't know, because I just share and I just do. And I honestly am sharing because I feel it's going to help you in some way.
Well, and it's kind of their problem. If you share something they don't like, it's like they don't have to, you know.
No, they don't have to.
I think it's okay for people to share and sometimes overshare because, you know, how much do you make a year?
Sharing is caring. Me, personally?
No, don't share that.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Conrad, she was going to share that.
I work for non-for-profit. I'll let you take a guess. I am not driven by money.
You saw Los Straitjackets at Shank Hall in Milwaukee. Tell me about that.
It was so unbelievable. Do you know who Los Straitjackets are?
I don't.
They are singers who wear like a mask as they're singing.
And, oh my gosh.
Yeah, they're unbelievable. They're so fun. I had never heard of them. And Shank Hall, of course, is like paying homage to the movie Spinal Tap, which that was a really fun little place to go see them in. It kind of a divey bar, but a really cool.
Shank Hall is?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Totally divey and awesome. But
what's the capacity in Shank Hall?
Probably 300. Maybe. I'm probably way overestimating.
We just had Peter Jest on the show last week, who wrote a book called We Had Fun and Nobody Died.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
And
his place, and he named it after after the movie Spinal Tap.
Oh, that's awesome.
He was a great guest.
Yeah, and it was a really great, fun place, and they had their locals, and it was cheap beer, and just a fun place to see a concert.
Oh, that's fun. tell us, you have the DePere Beer Garden on here, too. What do you want to tell us about
that? Yeah, so they're in DePere. They do have a beer garden on specific Thursday nights, and you can find all of that information on any of their social medias, as most communities do. And they're important to go and see some live local music. They have some farmers markets, some food trucks, and just to go out and be with your community and support your community.
Very nice.
Get to know your neighbors.
Yeah. And what about the, are you seeing Deanna Carter? Is it Deanna or Dina?
It's Dina Carter. Actually, that's why I couldn't be here last week.
Oh.
Excuse me. I went and saw her on Thursday night, and she was wonderful. She sings Strawberry Wine.
Okay.
From probably 25 years ago. I know I was like 5 when I was at that concert for the first time.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
I was probably 6. Mm-hmm. I'm a year older than you. I'll admit that.
Again, that Meyer Theater here in Green Bay is a great place to see local music. And Pete, I cannot stress this enough. Support live local music or it will die.
I agree. Listen, I would love to have someone from there on the show. I've reached out to a few people. I haven't heard Pete.
Matt Gable, I'll get to you. Matt will be on the show.
Matt, if you're listening.
Yeah.
You got to do it, buddy.
He's bringing in some really great bands there.
He's
tribute
the
bands. He's the guy.
Oh, man.
Matt Gable. There's your guy.
All right. I don't know that name, so I might have been reaching out to the wrong. Probably reaching out to the guy who, like.
Yeah, I was going to say he's usually really open. And he also, the Meyer is said to be haunted, and he has some stories about that as well.
Oh, man.
So, he's fun to. Okay. Matt Gable. You definitely going to want to talk with him. And I love, actually. With a lot of these old theaters, some of them do have some haunting stories, and I think that that's just fascinating.
Why is that? Why are old theaters just because of the...
The age and the things that have happened there. And Green Bay has a ghost tour as well.
Do they really?
Yeah, I think most communities do. There's some haunted buildings down here and fun stuff.
I would love to do that. Conrad, let's do a
ghost
tour.
You
got a guy?
I got a guy. His name's Charles. I can get him on, too.
Charles?
Yep.
All right, we're going to talk to Charles about ghost stories.
Conrad, you and me together could rule the world producing for
Pete. We should do a remote where we go on a ghost tour and we report live from what we see. Has that ever been done? We would make radio history, I think.
You would.
You
of all
so?
Of the things. I think so.
Brought to you by Heather Heil. We'll give you a taste of the action. All right, so tell us about Edgar Allan Poe speakeasy event. That sounds... anything involving a speakeasy... I'm so there.
I am too. Thank you for saying that. My partner and I will sniff them out anywhere we go to find a tiki
Dan
bar.
Dan likes a speakeasy?
He loves the speakeasy. Yep, to go
so
find that.
So you like knock on the door,
that.
They go password, and you go shave and a haircut.
Yeah, and then they say, like, you smell like cops. Go away. Then they do the whole thing. It's really fun. So the Edgar Allan Poe is a traveling show. It, again, was just at the Meyer. I don't work there. You would think I work there, all the Meyer pushing that I'm doing.
You're on commission.
But they are traveling. They're coming back to Wisconsin a few times, and you can look them up. But it's the Edgar Allan Poe Speakeasy, and they come and do adaptations from some of his famous works and give you a cocktail to go along with it. So fun.
What do they serve you for the Raven? For the Telltale Heart? How about a nice...
I actually
fashions?
Have that in the menu here. So they did a Pale Blue Eye, The Cat's Meow, a Nevermore, and Cocktail of Red Death.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
And where is it?
It was at the Meyer here in Green Bay, but
it's like a traveling show.
It's a traveling show, but yep, you can look them up on Facebook and on their website and see where they're going to be playing next.
That's so cool. And what is this, The Maid and the Socialite book?
Have you talked to these people? Have you talked to Nancy yet?
No. Come on now.
Nancy needs to be on your show. So Nancy is a local Green Bay native who wanted to write a Green Bay book and started digging on the Minahan family who started the Bellin Hospitals.
Oh, yeah,
and
I know
did
that
all that
name.
And he was not a good man in any way, shape, or form. And she found 2 women in his life that he did some really horrible injustices to.
Oh, boy.
And kind of gave them their platform to finally be heard because there were court cases and
they got thrown out because he was powerful or something.
Fancy, yeah, basically.
Wow.
And it was a maid, and then he married a socialite, and he was obsessed with syphilis and telling people they had syphilis and just not a good
doctor.
What
do you mean he was obsessed with syphilis? Like, did he have it?
We don't know that for sure, but he would tell these women in his life that the things that were happening to them because they were unclean and they had syphilis.
well, this guy sounds like a real prince.
He was not. He was not. And these women just deserve to have their stories told. And it's a wonderful story. And she is a fascinating woman. And she is doing walking tours in Green Bay where you can go and see the homes that these people lived in and live this history.
That is so great. Yeah, I love it.
Really cool stuff.
Very cool stuff. All right. Well, what are you going to do on the 4th?
For the 4th. So normally my hometown is Berlin, Wisconsin, which is kind of near Oshkosh, where ISS, your sister station, is one of your sister stations. And their ABC group, Achieving a Better Community, has a little festival on the 3rd of July. And so you can go down and see that. Any of the money that most of these small communities make on these 4th of July festivals are helping go back to the community. So please just remember that when you're going out and celebrating the 4th of July, doing these things, that they're trying to help you and your community.
Do they make, like, we had a guy from the Riverfest, Lacrosse Riverfest. That seems like a huge to-do. What do those things pull in? A ballpark or compared to what they cost? How much does the community really benefit from these?
They do. I'm willing to bet anywhere from $20,000 to $100,000, depending on the community. And you know, they're bringing in entertainment, and entertainers are worth every penny that they ask you for. Think of all their music lessons, everything that they have to do. But that also is a factor on those prices of, and how much they can sell alcohol for and sodas and what their food that they're selling and
it's
doing
a lot of
those
churros.
Things. It is.
I remember over the weekend, I found pictures of myself when I was a stand-up performing at Summerfest. And they used to have a comedy tent there. And I had shorts and a t-shirt on and moccasins because it was so hot at Summerfest. And we were in the shade. Like, it was in a tent. This is 30 years ago, so I was three. But, crazy. That they, Summerfest makes a ton of money.
Yeah, they make a ton. But they also, Summerfest is very philanthropic as well in sharing that money with the Milwaukee community and doing other things. And I know the Green Bay as well has one on the 4th of July. We try to, we take a boat out because we live here in Green Bay and just spend the day on the water and hopefully the weather will cooperate.
Do you go out on the bay or on the river here?
It depends on what the winds are and what that looks like, but we'll go out on the bay and we'll go down the river.
Is your guy, is Dan a boatsman?
He is a boatsman.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. What kind of boat does he have?
A pontoon.
Oh, nice.
We're cruisers. Yeah, we're not go-fasters.
You like to drink when you drive your boat?
We like to just,
do that
sit and relax and have fun and enjoy the ride.
All right, you have one more thing in here I want to ask you about before we do our Seinfeld quiz. Michael Frente, you saw him here. Love this guy. How was his show?
You want to talk about positivity.
Yeah.
I mean, and clean. There were so many, like, children at this show, which was wonderful, and they were singing every song.
Really?
And he was talking, and it was just so beautiful. And he had great opening acts. Bombargo opened for him and Bob Marley's son. And I loved Bombargo. They are my new favorite, like on Spotify right now.
So you saw Michael Frente here.
So we went to the Sylvie in Madison to go see him because we bought tickets there before we knew he announced here in Green Bay at the Epic Event Center.
Was he already here?
He was already here. But if you have a chance to go do that and are looking for maybe a first concert to take your cousin or your niece or nephew or
Conrad
to go to a concert. Perfect. It was just I walked out of there feeling so good about myself and it was just uplifting.
Nice.
And then he didn't want to end the concert. So the concert stops. He unplugs his guitar and he comes down into the crowd and is just playing acoustic and people are standing around singing with him. And it was beautiful. Just a musician playing because he loves to play.
I love that. And that's the kind of fame I think I would want. It's just a guy who not everybody knows who he is, but his fans are loyal.
Yep.
He makes okay money and he just gets to do what he wants. That's so great. Heather Heil's my guest. She works at the Green Bay Children's Museum.
I do.
Lots going on there. Maybe we'll talk about that. But we got to do a Seinfeld quiz. You
Please.
Ready?
I need to redeem myself. Last time I didn't do too well with the Friends quiz. The Office one I did great, but Friends.
Oh, the Friends. That's right. You did well in the Office one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we'll see how you do with Seinfeld. That's the voice of Heather Heil, our friend here at Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. We'll be back with more Heather on Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Wendy, I'll be an activist too, because that's what Brian Boitano do. And what might Brian Boitano do? He call the kids in town and tell them to unite for truth. That's what
what my boy's hot on you.
Someone say my name.
Who are you?
I'm Brian Dennehy.
What? No, not Brian Dennehy. Get out of here.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now, does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
So many rocks pop up in my sight. I got to make some quick decisions. Should I go left or should I go right?
Right, that is Michael Rente, who Heather just saw in Madison.
So good.
And he's, this song in particular is very positive.
All of his music
let it play,
is positive.
Conrad, because it's chase the vampires out to the light. And just, here, this part. See you in the light. That's what this song is called. It's so beautiful. Right here is great.
And loveliness, and tenderness, and happiness, and openness, and togetherness, and loveliness.
You've got the chills, Heather.
I do too. All the feels. That's amazing. That's
great
what I'm
stuff.
Talking about.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So that's fun. I have to see him. I think I told you during the break, my aunt used to make me a mixtape every year. Or CD.
I love that for you so much.
That's
she
very
still
sweet.
Makes a CD of music for you.
Yeah.
What a beautiful gift to give someone.
And you know what? I pop it in the car and it's just on. And she's turned me on to so much music.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it I already know and was a fan of, but some like this, I had never heard that song before.
Like, who is this?
Yeah.
And for mainstream, like, hey, do you want to go? That, you know that song that he sings.
Yeah, that's his
hit song. You, if you looked him up, his number one hit, you would all know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, he's phenomenal. So I'm thrilled that you got to see that. And
if you ever have the chance, and again, just any live music anywhere to support those musicians and find your jam and have a good time with it.
Robert from McFarland, the 608, says the cheese cubes deep fried are blasphemy.
What?
He's calling you out.
Okay, Robert, talk to me. Why? Why is it blasphemy?
I don't know. Why would that bother someone so much?
It's, you know what, he probably, because the curd is what, like, comes off of the cheese in the processing, so that's...
The breading?
No, the actual cheese is, like, a byproduct of the cheese-making process. So, but, Robert, they're cutting that weird shape just into
I'm not judging anybody's cheese curd taste. I think it's great.
I know, Robert.
Whatever you like.
Robert, I adore you, though, for having your preference.
Terry Barr is here every Friday, and she likes just the no breading, just the squeaky cheese curd.
Oh, I like that, too. I know. You know what? If it's in the grocery store, like right when it's still warm, so good. I have to take the lactate, but I will do this every single
it's
time.
It's worth it.
Yes.
All right. So, Heather, last time you were here, you took a friend's test.
Failed miserably. I did not do as well as I thought I would.
Well, that may be, but I don't think it was a total loss. I thought you got, and you made calculated guesses, which showed your intellect, like how you didn't see that, but you deciphered what the right
through
answer
there.
Would be.
Well,
it was impressive.
You.
And then you took the office quiz before that, and you did well. You said Seinfeld is your show. I've got 10 Seinfeld questions. Conrad, do you have the dinger, the buzzer ready? All right.
Can I tag Conrad in if I need help?
Don't know anything about Seinfeld.
Oh, really? So, yeah. That surprises me.
I just said dinger on the air. Can I say that, Conrad? Is that You can say dinger? Okay. I don't even know what it means, but I just thought it was a bell. Okay, Heather Heil, 10 questions. Here we go. This is going to help us close down nightlife for tonight. I can't think of a better way to do it. The episode titled The Contest, where the four main characters tried to remain master of their domains.
Mm-hmm.
Who caved first?
Oh, I know Jerry won. I think Elaine caved first. No. Nope. Kramer did.
Kramer did.
Because he walked in and said, I'm out.
And he slammed his money down. It was beautiful. What family member of Jerry's constantly brags about his son, Jeffrey?
Is it Uncle Leo?
Yeah. Two for two out of the gate.
Okay, now I'm getting overconfident, though. I'm getting nervous.
Don't get too, just deep breath. Okay. Which Seinfeld main character is a notoriously bad dancer and embarrassed herself at an office company party?
That would be Elaine.
Oh, you even know the dance?
Yes.
If you're watching on the stream.
You're welcome.
There's dancing like Elaine. Who created the show Seinfeld with Jerry and then went on to create another hit show called Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Larry David.
Ew.
Which is another great show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so good. Okay.
Basically, he took Seinfeld premises and just put an R rating on them. They could swear and push them a little farther.
So funny. It like makes me so uncomfortable. Excellent. I love it. Yes.
Yeah. It's a great show. All right. Which Seinfeld character? This was a little tougher.
Okay.
Which Seinfeld character allegedly punched Mickey Mantle at a fantasy camp?
Oh, is it Jort? No, okay. The baseball players all like, there was a spitting episode. I'm going to go with Kramer.
Yeah, nice.
Kramer.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, you figured it out. Yeah. That was
like,
great.
Like, okay, with the episodes. I know, like, all in Elaine's bosses, I get a little mixed up, too, with all of the... Yeah, right. Mr. Pitt and Mr. Peterman.
This is where we're halfway through. This is where Conrad would do like an announcer voice. What would you say, Conrad?
Without getting sued, like, let's get ready to rumble.
More questions coming up next.
More questions
by Conrad. All right. Which Seinfeld character burned down George's fiance Susan's family cabin with a Cuban cigar?
Kramer.
Six.
Yeah,
six.
He did. Yeah, he did.
This is go time. The kidding around is pretty much over.
In it to win it, my
friends.
In
it to win it. Which Seinfeld character got fired from his job because he had sex on his desk with the cleaning woman?
That would be George.
Ew.
I think that was like one of the only episodes he had a real job other than when he worked for the baseball
team. The Yankees.
Yes.
All right, we got 2 minutes, three questions. Okay, which Seinfeld character likes to eat cereal?
That would be Jerry.
Ew. 8 for 8. Can she do it? There's a lot riding on this. Which Seinfeld character made Elaine laugh during a piano recital by putting a Pez dispenser on her lap?
Jerry did, and it was a Tweety Bird Pez dispenser.
Nice.
And they did this, yes.
All right, final question. I think I have faith. Who is George talking about when he says, so-and-so goes to a fantasy camp? The guy's whole life is a fantasy. He mooches food off neighbors, falls ass backwards into money, and has sex without dating. People should plop $2,000 a week to live like him. Who's he talking about?
Is he talking about Kramer?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Okay, I'm like, yes,
double
he is.
Double belts.
Woo, my
friend. Was that
friends.
Too easy?
It kind of was.
Okay.
But that's, you,
well,
you,
I wanted you to
yeah,
have a good
you wanted
time.
Me to win. Thank you for setting me up for success. It's what positive people do.
It's and you know what? You're a positive person. You're so much fun, and I can't thank you enough for being here tonight. You're always a blast to have on the show.
Thank you
and
so much.
Way to crush that quiz. The
Anytime.
Bar has been
yes,
set.
Okay.
Tomorrow night on Nightlight from the Earl Ingram Show here on Civic Media, Earl Ingram joins me and comedian Joby Sad, who will be playing here in Green Bay next weekend. Thank you to DJ Olbris on behalf of Conrad. Thank you all texters and movie titlers. And thank you to Heather Heil, our new champion.
Thank you.
We should have you Anytime. Square off against Ben Chan one of these
yes.
days. That would be fun.
Oh, bring it, Ben.
Oh.
Yeah. Pop culture music.
Challenge
yeah, like, let's
accepted.
Do music. Music.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. I'm
done.
In.
We'll do that. All right, Conrad. Conrad's doing a thing there. He's dancing
I know, I'm
like
is
Elaine.
He like...
All right. He's telling me to wrap it up. We'll see you. We'll be back here tomorrow night with more Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabba on behalf of the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Join us next time when Luke Mathers joins us for a Tuesday tangent. Luke, we'll talk a little sports, talk about the 4th of July and... House Payton.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.